From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What up, fuckers? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You're about to listen to a clip from Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut-shaming podcast. This episode was recorded with guests Kim Congdon and Micah Fox at Skankfest South in Houston, Texas. It is one of the most, if not the wildest episode we've ever recorded. Mike is fucked up.
Oh, yeah. We teach men things. The audience was mostly dudes, which is such a rarity for us.
Yeah, truly like a 90% male audience because
who wanted to learn. The men wanted to learn.
And so we really catered it to the betterment of men and let them learn some hard truths publicly. And they were honestly such great sports about it. And I think everyone really enjoyed themselves. If you want to hear the entire episode, you're going to head over to apple.co/GWF where you can subscribe to the Luminary channel on iTunes.
Did she get her face painted between the start of the show and now? I didn't know
she had her face painted. She got a
No, it just grew on my face. I was so excited to do this show that a dick shaped like a snake just grew right on my face.
Yeah, just came
Hi,
out
you
there.
Guys.
Hi. Just came out there.
What's
huh?
up, fuckers?
Yes. I've had a rattlesnake on my face before, too.
I bet mine smells better.
Micah, when we were backstage, you were saying a lot of things about sexual things that you wanted to get off your chest. So what's going on?
Just straight up just talk about it? Yeah. Okay, let's fucking raw dog into my pussy like my boyfriend does.
Yeah.
Like, why fucking warm it up with foreplay? He doesn't.
You should start, Tim.
So I've been dating a guy for 2.5 years. What's up, Cuck Nation? Anyone else pandemic cooked? Anyone else move in with somebody because they thought they were going to die and now they have 5 months left on a lease?
Who the roast of Tim.
I'm my dog's cuck. Does that count?
You had what?
I'm my dog's cuck, I feel.
But you can still suck their dick, right?
Yeah, Lewis actually tried to suck my dog's dick and I said, no, no, no.
I mean, Christina, you got a wiener dog.
I know.
And you have a show called Guys We Fucked.
I
mean, get a better therapist.
I know. She sucks. She's old. She'll be on her way out. I secretly don't want to get better.
So what's the main problem? Is the foreplay or...
No, I wish that was my fucking problem.
Okay.
I wish I was so attracted to him that he could, I could just use a little... No, we've been fucking trapped in a house for, a year and a half.
Yeah.
And he is bad at sex.
Do you talk about it, or is this the first time he's hearing about it?
Is he here right now?
He's here. Wait, I think he's here unless he went to go see, wrestling. Oh.
He went to go hang himself.
Right.
Kim thinks you're being mean. That's a problem.
All three of you guys are very... You, keep your boyfriends in check. And me, I'm like, do you want me to hold your bag? I'll fucking help you. You
know, Christina was being more supportive of Dylan during the wrestling match. She was yelling, go, Dylan!
You got this, buddy!
It was very nice. I appreciate it.
But that's why I'm alone, and all three of y'all got guys. So, I mean, guess joke's on me, huh? I got to be mean. I got to be mean to men. But when I try to be mean to men, I just cut too deep, and they don't want to talk to me anymore. Yeah. So.
Just smack shit out of their hand.
Okay, that's a good
one. I'll cut the gold bracelet right off your fucking wrist. You fucking talk to me like that. You fucking plus one piece of shit.
How do you guys...
You fucking plus one your way into a festival? What?
Wait, okay, there's a lot of men in this crowd. Do you like a mean girlfriend? Or a mean girlfriend?
They're not going to say yes, but...
Of course they like a mean girlfriend. They're watching your show.
Yeah. But I'm nice as shit.
Clap if you like a mean girlfriend.
We won't look.
He's shaking his head no because he doesn't
clap,
know girlfriend.
You piece of shit.
There you go.
See, it works.
Clap if you like a nice girlfriend. That's not works. That's kind of...
Okay, how many would you like $1 million? Okay, none of you deserve a nice girlfriend, so this is a stupid question.
How many of you think really you deserve a nice girlfriend? Wow, you were right, Micah. Yeah.
No, the people, the problem. There's too many women clapping. Shut
yeah, a woman
up,
just
women.
Clapped for her man. She was like, no, but you do, honey.
She's like, wait, I deserve someone better than this man.
Wait, I want to know from the three of you guys, like, what's like the meanest thing you've done to a guy? And he's like, yeah, I love it. I need to learn how to be mean.
I was
please
so excited to answer that until you said, yeah, I love it.
Or maybe not, but he's, I just don't, I need to learn how to be mean.
What?
Be in his life.
Yeah. I mean, that's a solid answer.
All right.
Just like, yeah, I'm like, anytime someone asks me out, I go, yes, but I'm about to ruin it. So. It's fun.
No, okay. I'm not really like mean like that.
How are you mean? Are you mean?
No, I'm not really mean.
You fucking liar! Why are you lying on this
show? I don't feel like I'm that mean.
I feel like Kim is a really, really amazing supportive girlfriend until you cross her once, and then your house is going to be burned down, TLC style.
This is fucking bullshit. Exactly, because literally last night, she saw me be mean to a man, and she said, I like that. That's how I'm mean to men. She said that to my face.
No, actually.
Oh, okay. I might have been drunk.
I saw you tell a joke, and a man ignored it, and I said, that's what happens to me.
Oh.
That was the real truth.
What's the difference?
And I said, yeah, I would have made the same joke and they would have ignored me too, but I wanted you to know that shit was good.
Kim, have you ever done something dirty to a guy who's crossed you that like you can talk about legally?
Done something dirty to a guy that's crossed me? Legally, no.
Or, you know, talk about whatever you want, but...
Yeah, talk about whatever
like
you want.
Like, I put dog shit under a guy's doormat.
I mean, I can tell you things that guys do in bed that I don't like.
That doesn't sound like anything bad you're doing, but you could tell us that anyway. This is behind a paywall, so if you're going to get the illegal stuff out, I would say do it now.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just behind a paywall and in front of a lot of people who have their phones out. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, just say the word allegedly and you're in the clear.
Yeah, that's true.
I haven't done anything I don't think that's illegal.
She has to check
anything.
Oh, you know what? One time I got in a fight with Lewis and I opened up.
Wait, who?
There's this guy. His name's Lewis Gomez. And I got into a fight with him. I got into a fight with him and I started throwing some of his shit out the window when he was leaving. And then I threw a phone, like little shit, like light shit, not like shit that would break, like sweaters and like.
Yeah.
A scarf.
Something to fly
and then
in
I
the air.
And then
he
I
doesn't
threw...
own any scarves. What is this?
Yeah, bullshit.
He literally owns scarves. You know.
What does he use them to tie up his dog when he doesn't want to take it for a walk?
He used them to choke me.
Oh, okay. Cute.
And then I threw a cell phone charger out the window and it hit a delivery guy in the head.
Oh.
So I think that's illegal.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that the most conniving?
I was like, nobody put this on Reddit.
Yeah, the most conniving thing I've done is put dog poop under a guy's doormat.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it was fun. It was pretty cool.
You know, I've done the whole, like, you know, leave a thing around.
Yeah.
So in case he has another girl, she finds
it. I do always accidentally leave something at the house.
Wait, what are you guys leaving? Like, what are you leaving around?
Oh, jewelry. Things
hair
I mean, ties, I don't really want.
Jewelry. You know, hair clips.
Yeah. Underwear.
I like to
bras.
Do a mask that's feminine.
Mm.
That's a good one now. Because it's like, yeah, a dude wouldn't wear this
mask.
Oh,
you meant like a COVID mask.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you meant like a mask like that you would get from Sephora. Mm-hmm. Or like a Halloween Halloween mask. I leave Jason. I feel like he's more feminine than Freddie.
Just in case. I'll ask the guy if he's single and then I'll leave it. And I'm like, well, if he's single, it'll be fine. And if not, he should get in trouble.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
do you do that even if you don't really want to see the guy again? Just to like, because it's fun to win or?
No.
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 Okay, so
I don't
only
really
if you
care
like
about
him.
The guy. I don't care what he's doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel like since we have this opportunity of sitting in front of so many guys, we should tell them what we like and don't like so that they can do that or not do that.
How many of you in here eat pussy within the first three dates?
How
not
many,
the Jews? The fuck?
How many,
this I did it.
How many of you in here, when you're eating pussy, you put the girl's legs over her head?
Over her head.
Don't do that.
Over her own head.
Yeah, don't do that. Guys do that, and I fucking hate that shit, and I need to say
they
it right
see
now.
It from porn,
imagine if
obvious.
We were sucking your dick and we put your legs over your head.
You would fart in our face, and we would get pink eye and
right?
never call
the girls
you again.
Are screaming yes like they're trying to get out of a fucking locked up dungeon.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Getting stuff off your chest is incredible. It's so therapeutic. We all carry around different stressors. Some of them are big, some of them are small, a lot of them are very big. But we keep them bottled up and it could start affecting us negatively. And then we act like a jerk to the people we love. And we're like, this is not how I want to be. Therapy has saved my life personally. There are so many benefits of it. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Although if you have experienced major trauma, highly recommend. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designated to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a questionnaire and you get matched with a licensed therapist and you could switch at any time. Finding a therapist is like dating. They're not all going to work out in the first try. BetterHelp understands that. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/guys to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/guys.
I've never had anyone. People always put my legs over their shoulders.
They try to fold you like a backwards pretzel.
No, yeah. Because no matter what they do, it's for them.
Yeah.
It's true.
Mike has been drinking since 2.
Man, can't trust them.
They're like, it's still for me if it looks good. No, bitch, I'm about to fart on you.
That's exactly what it is. And they're also putting you in the position to actually create a fart.
It's fart central. Are you kidding me? They call that fart pose in yoga.
Yeah.
Or happy baby, but interpret as you wish.
Yeah, baby's happy after they got that gas relief.
Why is it called happy baby if it's just a baby with its ass in the air?
Oh, because I think I took it as like childbirth is about to come and the baby will be happy because there's so much room to exit. I think I thought too much about that. I don't do yoga. Yuck.
I think the Pope named that one.
Probably. That baby's about to be happy.
Oh my God. Happy altar boy. Yeah. Okay. So what are the things that guys do that we don't like? I mean, this could go on forever.
I know.
So.
That's why I want to give some people's education.
I mean, sexually, you guys always think that we want to be fucked like fast and feel like so fast.
Too fast, too furious.
Wait. So fast.
I just pause.
Yes.
No, they don't. They want that.
What?
They don't think you want that.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, no,
they want to fuck like that, and then they pretend that we all want that.
Well, yeah,
they don't even know you're there.
No, when they fuck fast, they're masturbating into your pussy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that true?
It's too fast.
He said that's true.
It's you're going to start a fire.
You say slow down, and they're like, oh, slow down, like, keep pumping really fucking hard till I come. And you're like, no, like, slow down, like, stop.
I think Micah needs a safe word for this show.
My safe word is Lewis. If you hear me call it, definitely stop fucking me.
Have you ever told a guy to stop fucking you mid-fuck, Micah? I feel like you have.
Wait, what?
Have you ever told a guy mid-sex to stop?
I mean,
to get out of you?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Sometimes they're not fucking you right. It's like, stop, back up, you know, flip it,
leave my door.
She sounds like a bop it.
Why? Of course. I mean, I have such a tight pussy that it hurts.
That's the only...
You didn't even believe that.
That's the only part.
Oh, God. But you, like, I'm saying, like, communication. Like, do you give them no, or you just say leave, right? Is there ever a chance?
No, I'm not going to kick someone out unless they're doing something, like, truly scary.
Yeah.
Which has never happened to me.
Okay.
Think, you know. What? But no, if they're fucking me wrong, I will be like, stop, slow down. I'll say slow down.
Yeah.
You know how you should know if your girl is not enjoying sex with you? She will say these words to you. Come for me, baby.
Yeah. Get it the fuck over with.
Ladies, clap if you do that.
Yeah. How many women have sexually assaulted themselves with the guy's dick?
I feel like I rape myself with men sometimes.
A lot of times.
I will take it.
It's a lot of my 20s.
That's it.
Yeah.
No, you're like, I agreed to try to feel good.
So disheveled at the end of the table.
I say come for me, baby, when I'm enjoying it, but I just, like, after 15 to 20 minutes, there's nothing else that's going to happen unless, like, an ice cream sundae is going to come out of your dick. Like, there's nothing else you could do that would make me happier.
It never does.
No, it never does.
It never fucking does.
Never does. It's just, like, I have stuff to do.
Yeah.
I don't have...
No, totally. When they're like, oh, wait, I don't want to come yet. And I'm like, okay, but
why
could
not?
You?
When you come and they try to last longer, it's like, we're done here.
Yeah, yeah.
Get out, my friend.
And then they're just like, I'm just trying to make myself not come. It's like, open your eyes and come, yeah. Please. Yeah. Just do it.
Look around.
I show you my jizz. I think that was worth breaking my tooth for.
I feel like guys are always on the edge of a cum. Like, that's how they live, just constantly on the edge of coming.
I'd be in such a great mood.
I've seen all the nods.
That's crazy. Wow.
Yeah. I've seen some dudes trying to walk through the crowd where I see them not move on purpose. And I'm like, oh, you're trying to get your rocks off real quick.
Yeah. Just one little brush up against the booty and
that's all they need.
And I'm like, wow, I need so much focus, man.
That'll last them fucking 16 days.
Good
yeah,
for you guys.
Clap if you passively sexually assaulted someone here at Skankfest South.
Wait, that's crazy because like...
All right.
Oh, we got a woman in the back raising her hand.
Got a woman in the back.
They're perverts, not idiots.
It's true.
It's like true. So many men here have been like quoting baseball statistics and it's like I assumed you were autistic, but it's you guys are just not trying to come. I thought you were on the spectrum. You're like 16, 24, 34. I was like, oh, yeah, they just are trying to, like, get through their day.
Micah, how do you keep a relationship alive sexually for more than 2 years?
Wait, you be the more successful one and they need you.
Nice.
That's a good tip. That's a good tip.
And then you don't have to think about their sexual needs ever again for the rest of your life.
Queen. We're in the presence of some queens here. I don't even know how you guys do it.
I hear the claps, and they aren't strong enough. There we go.
That guy at the end fucking loves that.
Well, you know how you keep a man is you keep a man. He is
like
kept.
Lock him in your home?
Yeah, he's a captive.
Yeah, he fucking does the laundry. He's a kept man.
Micah's boyfriend lives under the floorboards, Edgar Allan Poe style. Right. He's alive. Thank you. One person enjoyed that reference.
He's like, remember I have a heart? No.
Well, as a palate cleanser, you know, let's all say one nice thing that we've done for a man that we were dating. We might need a second if there's some music while we think of this, perhaps. Yeah.
I can do it right now.
I've done a lot.
Dated him.
I hosted a show at this festival. I put him on. He was my plus one. Now he's an artist. Tim McLaughlin, you can listen to our podcast, Great Hang. So that was kind of for the both of us. Shut up.
So funny.
That was her real boyfriend, if you're listening at home.
Real boyfriend. Like, anyone really gives a shit.
Yeah, they knew it was her boyfriend. They heard the squeal in his voice.
I love you. He's so young and hot. JK, hot young.
How old is he?
No, he's 35.
Oh, okay. Well, because I was like, if he's actually young, he looks awful.
No.
I hope he's not young.
No, he looks great for 50.
He's young when you're a woman in comedy.
Anybody is when you're a woman in comedy. Kim, what's a nice thing you've done for a man you've dated?
Kegels.
Oh, cute.
Is that for them?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to us if our pussies are tight.
I don't care. I'm not putting things in there to hold it.
I don't know. I just feel like my mom would laugh and piss constantly.
Oh, right.
So I feel like that's like an investment to your
future. We're women comedians. We don't have kids.
Yeah. We can't anyway.
That one cut Micah deep.
No, it didn't cut deep, and that's why I ain't having kids. I'm like,
like, I'm keeping this together.
Well, why do you think that is? That's an interesting question, because I feel like there is such a specific lifestyle for the female comedians, and that's, you don't have kids, a lot of times you don't get married, and you love dogs. You love rescuing a dog.
I feel the opposite of all of them.
I know you don't like rescuing dogs. You made that very clear. You don't like dogs at all.
Well, I mean, I don't hate... No, don't. Stop. There's too many white people in here to say that. No, sorry. You guys.
So they already know she doesn't love dogs.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to insult your fur babies, you fucking weirdos.
Kim's Latina, so dogs have been used against her family. We understand.
Yeah, we put them in our soup. I will eat your chihuahua or whatever the fuck it is.
It's a dachshund, but yeah.
Kevin, I've eaten a man named Kevin.
I would... Okay. Kill you, but okay. Try me, bitch.
Wow, Christina actually got mad.
I know. She really got mad at me. That's why you don't fuck with white people's animals.
Uh-huh.
They don't play.
We crazy.
Yeah. No, I mean, I do want to get married, have a kid, and don't have a dog.
Right. But you are the exception to the rule, but why do you think so many people, they just like a real love of it. You know someone's really made it in comedy when they start rescuing animals.
Right, because no one's ever loved them unconditionally.
But I love animals and I hate when people love me.
Oh, well, I don't. I love it. I love being loved.
It makes my ego insane.
I collect them like
this
Pokemon
is a
cards,
crazy thing that you're saying to your fans.
They know I don't love them, and that makes them love me more.
They like it, too.
They can't get enough of it. They're all very damaged. And the more I say get away, they say, but I can change you, Corinne. And I say, you can't.
But you're building a fan base. You clearly love being loved.
No.
No, she doesn't.
How is that? What?
I love doing comedy and making money. See, that hurt their feelings. We can't talk about this.
I can't even fathom that.
People laugh. It truly, like, it's like, like I love comedy in a gay way, where it's like the only thing that brings me joy is making people laugh. I love it so much. But other than that, nothing. Yeah. I don't even feel love in
her heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, at all.
That's literally how I feel it for dogs.
So unless they're laughing,
I swear.
Corinne
is to
comedy what Kim is to dogs.
I'll drop the dogs, or me and Christina are going to have to get in the fucking boxing ring.
I will fucking, yeah.
Thanks for listening to that excerpt from our live episode recorded at Skankfest. If you want to hear the entire conversation, which we highly recommend, this is a real fun one, head on over to apple.co/GWF, where you can subscribe to the Luminary channel on Apple Podcasts.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.